This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in today for Anthony Brooks. Kennedy family members, including Senator Kennedy's widow, Victoria Kennedy, gathered today near the JFK Library in Dorchester to break ground on the new Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate. The idea is to create a place where people can learn about how the legislative process works.
Of course, it doesn't seem to be working at all right now down in Washington, where senators and congressmen have so far failed to come to an agreement to avert a federal government shutdown.
Of course, senators will still get paid, and their institutes apparently will still be funded. At least the Kennedy Institute was banking on as much when they put shovels in the ground this morning. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov was there today. Hey, Monica.
Hi there, Adam.
So I understand there were some luminaries from inside the Beltway that made it out of the crisis zone up here to check this out?
Yes, there were. There was Congressman Ed Markey came, and surprisingly, there was former House Speaker and now Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senator Scott Brown. They were not on the program, so it was a surprise to see Scott Brown take the podium. And he's the one who replaced Senator Kennedy in the Senate, and he praised Kennedy for his dedication to service and his willingness to work with all sorts of people with a good heart and an open mind.
Was the whole event overshadowed by the threat of a federal shutdown?
Well, it certainly was the ironic undercurrent.
Yeah.
That on the day that you're breaking ground and you're celebrating Kennedy and his life, and this institute is supposed to inspire a whole new generation to enter politics, that Washington is mired in partisan politics. And Kennedy was all about being bipartisan. In fact, one of the people missing today was Senator John Kerry, who was supposed to attend the groundbreaking, but he said he stayed in Washington to work on this impasse. And he took the floor right around the same time as the groundbreaking to say that the looming shutdown is, quote, an embarrassing moment for the United States Senate. And he encouraged his fellow senators to do what Kennedy would have done, which is find common ground and insist on common sense. Now, right after Scott Brown spoke at the groundbreaking, he said he's going right back to Washington because he said there are good people who do want to move things forward regardless of their political party, and that he'd be on a plane with former Speaker Pelosi and the other congressional delegations back to Washington. And wouldn't you like to know what they talked about on the flight home?
Indeed, indeed. Well, we'll see what's next for that. What's next for the Institute, though? I know that they were having some trouble securing their federal funding a little while back. When are they going to open up their doors?
Well, they seem in good shape financially. They've raised $98 million for the project, and that's a mix
that's
of private.
A huge amount of
it
money.
It is huge, and it's enough to build the building, but they want $120 to $150 million to make sure all the programs and that it's well-funded, but they're obviously well on their way. And they expect to have the building completed and open in 2 years, and it really looks like it's going to be pretty cool with a chamber that represents the Senate chamber. And
it's like a recreation of the Senate chamber,
you
right?
You can play
or
senator.
In miniature?
But you can play senator, and you can sit at a senator's desk
senator.
With an interactive thing, and you can see what senator voted for what when you sat at his desk or her desk. So it looks like it's going to be a great educational institute.
That'll be fun. WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov, thanks.
You're welcome.
We'll see you.